We're going to move into a time of remembering the gospel together through communion. I would invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve you bread, juice, reminders of Jesus' body broken, of his blood poured out. Because that's ultimately what I earned. What I earned not only by my wicked deeds, by my evil transgressions against the law, but by my own self-righteousness that I flaunt in God's face, saying, "Hey, look at what I did. Isn't this impressive to you?" God says, "No, that's filthy rags. Because you're seeking to please me by your own performance, and it's not about that. You could never do that." The law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, to show us how far we fall short, and our desperate need for a rescuer who could come and pay the price in full, and give us the gift of his righteousness, credit us with his perfect record of righteousness, so that when the Father looks at me, he doesn't see me the sinner. He sees me the saint clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. What a treasure. Treasure that together as the body of Christ, those bought with his precious blood. Take bread, take juice. If you're trusting only in him, reflect on what he did for you. His body was broken and torn. His blood poured out on that cross to wash a sinner clean. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks and take that as a body together. As we reflect on what Jesus did, I just want to give you an invitation. If you're in a place today where you're saying, I've been holding on to my righteousness, my performance, my efforts as a way to please God. It's as if you're drowning in the ocean, and if you're holding on to something that you think is going to save you, and you realize today that's actually a lead suitcase. If you keep holding on to that, that's where you're going. It's going to suck you straight to the bottom. I'd invite you to repent. Repentance means to turn, to change directions, to let go of that which you were holding on to. Let it sink to the bottom. Cling to Jesus. Receive his gift. Let go of what you were trusting in. Trust in him alone. Allow him to rescue you. Allow his blood to wash you clean. His body broken for you. He paid the price so you wouldn't have to. He bore our sins in his body on the tree so we might die to sin, to self, and live to righteousness. Simply believe, simply let go of whatever it is you were trusting in. Count it as loss, not gain, and gain Christ. Father, thank you for sending your only Son, Jesus, to take what I deserve. Thank you that you are just. You poured out, you punished every sin. You poured out your wrath against my sin, that just and holy thing that I deserve. You poured it out on Jesus because my sin was placed on him. And the price was paid in full. And now you look at me, clothed in the perfect righteousness of Jesus that was credited to my account. And you see me not for who I was, but for who I now am in Jesus. Beloved, accepted, welcomed. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of the gospel. We cling to it, we believe it, we receive it as a gift, and say thank you. Jesus' body broken for sinners like me, like you. Take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out to once for all wash us clean. Drink.